Hi, I'm Cameron, and I'm just Read Comics. I love them. Welcome back to another episode of Cameron Reads Comics. On today's episode, we are going to be talking about The Rogues by, or it's called Rogues, by Joshua Williamson and Leo Max. This series collects Rogues number 1-4. It is a DC Black Label series, which is their adult, more mature comics line. They have now gotten rid of Vertigo Comics, and we have DC Black Label. I used to think they created it only for Batman, but this is exactly the kind of book that I want from this imprint. So I was really, really, really glad to be able to see it here. They're finally using it for other characters, which is awesome. For accessibility, the Flash is not in this story. I want to start with that, okay? But all you really need to know is who the Rogues are. If you don't know who they are, the Rogues are Flash's main villains. They all team up. It's kind of like a Sinister Six, but all the time. They keep teaming up, and they're usually motivated to not kill civilians and only beat the Flash. That's kind of a deal they have in the comic books. Now, that deal is not here at all. Here are the members of your standard ragtag group of Rogues. Captain Cold, leader of the Rogues. Captain Boomerang, Mirror Master, Heatwave, Golden Glider, Trickster, The Top, and the Pied Piper. I don't know if the Pied Piper is always in the Rogues personally, but he comes in every now and again. Now for the story. Joshua Williamson, Context, has had the longest run on the Flash of all time. He recently beat Mark Waid in... It's just Mark Waid's run. Him writing these characters is nothing new. I'm glad we have a writer who likes The Flash as much as so many other writers write Batman. And I'm pretty sure I've listened to interviews. I think Barry is his favorite Flash, which is just good for you, man. Like, Barry's not my favorite. I'm a Wally guy. It kind of depends what era you grew up in. But I'm slowly but surely trying to read through his Flash run because I didn't collect it at the time, and I never like to hop on a book until it's a brand new team, because I'm like, let me see what you got. Where are we picking up at? We'll go from there. This story is set 10 years in the future. Weather Wizard and Captain Boomerang are both dead, so they're not going to be a part of this team, obviously. Leonard Snart has gone straight. So all of the Rogues have disbanded, and he's gone straight, so he's living poor. You know, obviously, he was a criminal, and he was in jail, so how easy is it going to be to get a job? It's not, but he's gone straight, and he hates his life. He is a terrible parole officer. He has a terrible job. He can't talk to his family, aka his sister, Golden Glider. So he finds an out, and he wants to get the Rogues back together. And they do that by planning a heist in Gorilla City. And 10 years later, also, the king of Gorilla City is none other than another Flash Rogue, Gorilla Grodd. Think of your favorite heist films. This is that. This is Ocean's 11. That's the only one that's coming to mind. The Italian Job. This is like any of those. It is like one of the best ideas for a mature book. I loved this idea, and I loved this series. I'm going to spoil it. I loved this book. I was so excited to talk about it. How's this? It's not often that a trade comes out and I look at it and I'm like, especially a new trade, and I'm like, do I want to read that? Like, how's this? I don't have any Tom King Batmans. I'm like, I've read all those. I don't know if I need them on the shelf. I needed this on my shelf. I love this series. Now, the Rogues team that we have right now, we have Captain Cold, Magenta. These are all Flash villains too, by the way. Captain Cold, Magenta, Bronze Tiger, Mirror Master, Golden Glider, The Trickster, and Heatwave. I'd say the only one that isn't like explicitly a Flash villain is Bronze Tiger, but whatever. Now, the Rogues are usually banded together by Leonard Snart's like vision. He's the one who's kind of facilitating, puppeteering the heists that they go on. But usually it's like he's doing that to try and influence them, but it's always to get what he wants. It's always backhanded. So during the heist, everything blows up, and they have to find their way out of Gorilla City. I can tell you right now, not everyone makes it out alive, which I also love. Because I'm like, when you're doing a story like this, you can just go nuts. Kill whoever you want to kill. Like, that's awesome. And I'm also so glad Flash didn't show up whatsoever in this story. It's amazing. Just amazing. But it culminates in the team needing an escape route and needing a hostage. So they unknowingly take Grodd's son. Yeah. I don't want to go into the last issue because I think the story is amazing. So I'm going to leave you with the last line of dialogue in the series. Snart talked a big game. How he was this blue-collar guy, right? But let me tell you something about Snart. He always made someone else pay his tab. Love. I just loved it. That's such a perfect line. It is just so good. Also, Condiment King, they all, like, the story starts out at this bar they all go to, and the bartender's Condiment King, right? It's perfect. I'm just like, I love it. It's an amazing story, and I think what steals Joshua Williamson is one of, if not the best Flash writer. I'm going to go through Mark Waid's Flash run, so I'll get back to you on that. But if you are a Flash fan, this is a must. And I also think that it kind of, we have Spider-Man and Batman, and even Superman with such distinct rogues galleries, you know? But I think this story is perfect because I also think Flash has, I'd say the best, he might have, maybe not the best, but I think he has my favorite rogues gallery because each voice of each character is so distinct and all their motivations are so distinct. And so to see them carry this book on their own, it was perfect and it was pulled off well because that's how great these characters are. And Joshua Williamson knows how to use them. So it was awesome. Now for the art, it was Leo Max who did Basketful of Heads, which I loved. I'm not a horror comic guy. I loved that series. And so him being on this book, I thought it was going to be the color artist, who I actually don't have off the top of my head right now, but I thought it was going to be him. It wasn't him, but it was Leo Max, which was the best, most pleasant surprise because I just freaking love that guy. His art's perfect. He is one of the best, like, OG pulpy comic artists. I'd say that one of the biggest influences you can see in his work is Jerry Ordway, in the best possible way. It's perfect. It's every page is just absolutely gorgeous. I would love maybe like a Leonard Snart sketch from Leo Max. And I feel like this book was not talked about enough at all when it was coming out. I just thought it's great. I actually reviewed issue number one. It was amazing. Leo Max has the best traditional art style that is so pulpy, and a huge shout out to the colorist. The color palette they went with on this book, and then on top of Leo Max, like, pencils and inks, it was just perfect. It was just so fun. Obviously, if you guys hear me going on and on and on about this book, you know my rating. It's a 10. It was amazing. I freaking loved it. Every character was so distinct. All the stakes were so good. All the way plot was elevated, just art, it was firing on all cylinders. It makes me believe in the DC Black Label brand, because I don't know how invested I am in that. You know, we got some good stories out of there, and then it's like, okay, how many Harley Quinn Joker books do we need in the Black Label? I get it, you know, but when stuff like this is coming out, that's what I want to see. You know, I think next I'll probably read Catwoman Lonely City. I'm really excited to read that. So, yeah. If you read this, number one, buy the trade. Let DC know that it's amazing. But if you haven't, I highly recommend doing so. But if you have, drop a comment below. Maybe tell me your favorite member of the Flash Rogues or what you thought about this book. Make sure to clobber those like and subscribe buttons. My name's Cameron. I don't just read comics. I love them. I'll see you next time.